Will you join me in prayer? Gracious God, by the presence and power of your Spirit, may the written words of Scripture become for each of us your living word this day. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Well, Christmas is a great time to be a minister. People are kind and considerate. Bring us plates of cookies to die for, and tins of fudge and peanut brittle to sustain us for our labors. People offer sympathy that we are working so hard, and some of us really are. When the subject of the Christmas Eve sermon came up in one of my seminary preaching classes, the professor was very direct. Don't get fancy. We just want to hear the story and sing the carols and get home at a reasonable hour. He's not alone in that advice. William Platcher, who is a distinguished scholar and theologian, in his book Jesus the Savior, wrote, "When most Christians reflect on God becoming human in Jesus Christ, they don't think about theories of the incarnation, but about the Christmas stories. We may not understand the relationship of the divine nature to the human nature in the Christ event, as the academics call it, but we do remember Mary and Joseph and the baby, the shepherds and the wise men." St. Francis of Assisi perhaps understood that best, and at Christmas in 1223, created for the first time in history a life-sized replica of the baby in the manger in Assisi, and invited the people in the neighborhood to come and see this representation of the Christmas story. So instead of learned discourse, we turn to human representation, the nativity, in creches, life-size and tiny, elaborate and simple, in literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of places. The custom also occasions some very human behavior. The New York Times reported last Friday that people have been stealing the baby Jesus from public nativity displays around the country. In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, after someone absconded with the Christ child 2 years ago, city officials installed a security camera in the manger, with the city police assigned to monitor the footage. The locals have dubbed it the Jesus Cam. After the baby Jesus disappeared from a nativity scene at a Wellington, Florida community center, a GPS device mounted inside the ceramic figurine led sheriff's deputies to an arrest. But when all is said and done, it's best, I think, that we turn Christmas over to the children, who somehow managed to capture the essence and truth of it all. Martin Luther said that when God wanted to address humankind, God did so in baby talk. It was Luther who said, "Look upon baby Jesus. All subsequent chatter of learned theologians is but a series of footnotes on the primal baby talk." The great 20th century theologian Karl Barth said, when we think about God, we think of the highest, the absolute, the ultimate, some mysterious abstraction. But the God remembered at Christmas, he writes, is a God with a name, a God with a human face. Why would God choose to do such a thing, come into human history in the birth of a child? The answer is love, of course. When God wanted to tell us how dearly and unconditionally we are loved, God did it in the simplest, clearest, most eloquent way possible, a way no one could miss or misunderstand, through the birth of a baby. When God wanted to touch our hearts and call gratitude and love out of us, God chose the birth of a child. His mother Mary and father Joseph set out from Nazareth on the long trek south to Jerusalem and beyond, to Bethlehem, the town of Joseph's birth. She was heavily pregnant, and the going wasn't easy. When finally they arrived, every available place was taken. There was no room in the inn. Instead, they settled for the night in a stable out back. They would be out of the weather, at least, and warm from the animals. During that long night, her labor began, and the child, a son, was born. They wrapped him in the strips of cloth that they had brought along for that purpose. And after they each cradled him and she nursed him, they placed him in a cow's feed box, the manger. And all of that, Christians believe, is the way God comes among us. In the birth of a child, in the way every one of us was born, in the incredible miracle of human life, in the love of a mother and father, a community, a family. This is how God comes, we believe. He comes in life lived as that baby. And when he became a man, he lived his life with authenticity and courage and selfless love. That is how God comes. When the poor are cared for, the oppressed receive justice, the forgotten are included, and the lost are welcomed home. That is how God comes. In love that knows it is better to give than to receive, to forgive rather than to hate. In a love more powerful than death. In love, one of his disciples said not long after Jesus died, from which nothing can ever separate us. So now there is work to do. Biblical scholars Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan, in a book about the Christmas story, write, "We who have seen the star and heard the angels sing are called to participate in a new birth and in a new world. The birth stories are not a pipe dream, but a proclamation that what we see revealed in Jesus is the way to a different kind of life, a way to a different kind of future. God will not change the world, they say, without our participation." When the child was born in Bethlehem, a light appeared in human history. As the prophet put it, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. We know what that means to sit in darkness. Ongoing wars in Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. Immigrants around the world fleeing for a better life. A stock market on an unpredictable roller coaster. Toxicity in our politics. And every one of us is familiar with the darkness of personal loss and grief. The loss of a parent, a child, a beloved, a colleague, a dear friend. A loss, I'm sad to say, is often intensified by this season. Christmas faith does not deny the darkness, but chooses not to live in it. People of Christmas faith claim that the light that shines in the darkness can be trusted more than the darkness itself, and that a little bit of light can dispel a whole lot of darkness. And so whatever the darkness is for you this evening, please know that there is light, a small, fragile light to be sure, but light that will not be overcome ever, light that will dispel darkness, like the light of the small candles we will hold, the light of the love of God, the light of the world. Long ago, in the dark night, in a stable behind a crowded inn in the middle of nowhere, a child was born. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Thanks be to God. Amen.